First this hour, the 100th day of the 2017 legislative session is fast approaching. That means lawmakers will soon be itching to wrap things up. With me to talk about what to expect in the week ahead is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning, and no, I'm not counting on going home just yet.
Well, you know, one of the basically the thing that the legislature is constitutionally required to do every year is adopt a state budget for the upcoming fiscal year, which starts on July 1st. Every Monday for the past several weeks, we've asked sort of what the status is, and the status has basically been, well, they're talking about it. Is there any update to that, or are they still just kind of talking about it?
Well, they're talking about it. No, I'm sorry. The fact is that they have made some progress on some of the issues, but there are a couple of sticking points here. One of them, of course, is the universities, which want to divert some sales tax money that they normally would pay to fund a bonding program. The issue of how much money to put into roads and whether to divert that instead for other programs certainly becomes a very tricky issue there. There are the tiny little things that always pop up. Somebody needs something, a bridge near Ganado or something like that. And that's part of putting a package together to get the 16 votes in the Senate and the 31 in the House, and of course, the all-important vote of the governor.
All right, so moving on to the actual bills this week, a fairly busy beginning of this week, both in the House and Senate. The Senate will be debating a bill that would put new regulations on those companies that pack up your house and move you across town, right?
This is the result of some frustrations that the Attorney General's office brought to lawmakers, because there's nothing quite so annoying as, so you're moving from Mesa to Surprise, and you get a quote from a moving company and said it'll cost you $800. And you get there and they say, well, you know, we needed another truck. It was more than we thought, and we need another $200. And we're not going to let go of your goods until, in fact, you give us the money. And so they kind of have folks over a barrel. This legislation would say, no, you can't hold on to the goods. You know, that there are ways to resolve this problem, but holding the goods is not that. And it gives the person who's moving a lot more leverage than they currently have now, even to the point of allowing a police officer to come in and tell the moving company, you will offload the goods.
Now, the House today, will be debating a bill that could brighten the night skies in parts of northwestern Arizona. And this has become, this has been sort of an issue, a controversy between advertising, outdoor advertising companies and the dark sky community, the astronomy community. There's a bill that would basically allow these electronic billboards in a part of the state that right now that does not have them.
Exactly. There was a deal cut several years ago where they carved out a swath from essentially the Phoenix area to Yuma and said, you can have these electronic billboards. You've seen them along the freeways, changing messages. The question becomes that if you're sending out light straight out, you know, how long does it last and does it really hurt the dark skies? There was a group of advertisers in Mojave County said, well, wait, what about us? And we think we're far enough away from the observatories and Flagstaff to make a difference. Now, this bill failed last year. They've curbed back on the number of billboards allowed, the area allowed, even in the illumination. And so essentially you're stuck with a kind of semicircle that goes around Lake Havasu City, that goes up to Hoover Dam and down around that area. The argument is, well, look, you've got Laughlin across the river. It's not like that the night skies are dark in the first place. But the question still is, do you really want some of these things going several miles out into the desert? And will they, in fact, affect the ability of the observatories and Flagstaff to see the skies?
Howie, quickly, you mentioned that this sort of bill in the past has not done so well. Do you get the sense that there is enough support this year for it to move through?
There seems to be if not a compromise, I think the feeling of the astronomy community is, look, this isn't bad. This is certainly a lot less bad than we could have gotten shoved down our throat. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to sit quietly by the wayside and say, okay, we won't object to this one.
All right. Lots to keep our eyes on. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services will do that for us down at the Capitol. Howie, thanks as always.
See you at the Funny Farm.